stand in front of you, even if it's just for a short time. We all know that life is short in itself, so to hear a little bit more of the Word of God, to be able to bring that to you, is always a pleasure. Tonight, I want to talk about a passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Go ahead and turn there with me. Chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, and in verse 1 will be the title of our sermon this evening. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Solomon expressed in Ecclesiastes 12:1 that you should remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Whether you are young or old, what does it mean to remember your Creator? We must remember that God is, was, always will be. And we must remember His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, His sacrifices, like His Son given for us on the cross in John 3:16. If you will, go ahead and turn over to Proverbs chapter 5. Because we want everything that we do to be done in this life in consideration. We must be in consideration of God and everything that He does for us. Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Think about that verse 6 right there. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. How important those statements are that God has given to us. We must do all things according to His will. I think, well, why do we have to do that? Why do we have to do everything according to His will? Why is it important that we must remember our Creator and do what He says per His commandments? Well, what does Matthew 7:21 tell us? Turn right there and think about what that verse right there tells us alone. Matthew 7:21 says unto me, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does what? That does the will of my Father which is in heaven. It is important that we remember our Creator, that we do the things that He has set before us to do. In His judgment against Israel, He gives us an example of how they did not remember their Creator. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 16. In His judgment upon Israel, we think about this in verse 42 and 43. So I'll make my fury toward you to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from you, and I will be quiet and be no more angry, because you have not remembered the days of your youth and have fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, says the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. We also have examples, not only of His judgment against Israel, but examples of to teach our children to remember their Creator. Turn with me to Psalm 78. And I want to start in verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. It's important that we teach the coming generations. We don't want them to fall back. We don't want them to have a way about them that could be related to, drop down to verse 30. If we don't teach them, if we don't keep the things that we need to do for generations to come, which is to remember God's word, to do things, to teach. What happens in verse 30 of the same book of Psalm 78? Verse 30, they were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them, slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still. They believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God, their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. Their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. We don't teach them, they could fall back to their own lusts, like our example here. They didn't leave sin, they didn't remember God. Verse 32, they continued to sin. Verse 33 and 34, God got tired of it. He consumed their days in vanity and their years in trouble. Verse 35, for a short time in their anguish and turmoil, sometimes seems what happens to us as well, they remember their Creator. However, as quickly as they remembered, quickly they forgot. Verse 36, they lied to him. Verse 37, their heart was not right. We drop down to verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yes, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all of his wrath. He remembered in verse 39, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. That statement right there stuck with me pretty hardcore as I was thinking about all this and putting it together. Remember that they were flesh, and wind that passes away and comes not again, the New King James Version, a breath that passes away and does not come again. We want our Creator to feel towards us in love and diligence, and he wants us to feel the same thing in obedience unto him. Turn with me to Lamentations now, as we prepare to close. Got a couple more chapters here. It's a short book. Short book, you'll skip over it if you ain't careful. Only four chapters. Lamentations chapter 3, starting at verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. As we get ready to read this, it's crucial to remember who our Creator is and all that we have in him and through him. Verse 21, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, and to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And as we prepare to close, another passage to think about is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you'll turn with me there. In verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If, remember there's a condition out there, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Paul tells us that we are to receive the gospel of Christ, and we are to stand in it. We'll be saved through obedience to this gospel if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you. Have you been taught to remember your Creator? Most of you here, not all, have been. Tonight is your opportunity to remember the Creator and the salvation that he has given unto us. Maybe you're one that has turned your back on Him, on the Creator. You've not remembered who He was and is. Tonight's your opportunity to make that right. You've heard the Word. Ask that you believe it. If you'd like to, repent. Make that great confession. Come forward and be baptized and walk in that newness of life. Or if we can help you in any which way, come forward as we stand and as we sing.